Transport ferry services at the Lekone Channel ferry crossing have continued to show tremendous improvement and efficiency in operations, thanks to the interventions made by the Kenya Ports Authority, KPA. Since the merger of KPA and Kenya Ferry Services, KFS, in 2021, ferry users have expressed satisfaction with the management and the handling of business at the crossing, with many lauding the swift operations. A spot check by KNA indicated that the implementation of key changes in policy and operations has restructured the workings of the channel, making movement and safety more efficient and reliable. Professionalization and the modernization of security services have by far been the most noteworthy enhancement. Passenger safety and priority have seen a reduction in ill-fated incidences since the management has gradually reorganized the movement of vehicles and pedestrians. Other measures, including the use of security priority passes, automation of payment, and specific allocation of vessels to separate motor vehicles and passengers, have improved the waiting times and curbed haphazard movement at the channel. Evans Momanyi, a resident of Lekone, said that the involvement of KPA was a timely and noble gesture, since positive transformation in the operations of the channel is visible. He thanked the staff of both KPA and KFS for the exemplary services they have rendered to the residents of Mombasa and called on the management to substantively recognize them. However, he urged the county government of Mombasa to work with key stakeholders to find amicable ways of relocating hawkers plying their businesses on either side of the channel, as they impeded movement along the busy entry to the ferries. Hawking businesses along the entry and exits to the channel pose a great risk and obstruct the flow of traffic into the ferries, especially in the evening. We call on the county government to intervene and relocate these traders to a safer and business-friendly location, said Momanyi. He added that the efficiency of the channel would open up the southern corridor more and build up its attractiveness to investors. Rashid Juma, a trader from Diani, said that the reduced waiting times at the crossing channel were a big boost for his business, as he ferries goods from the Congo Weya market to Diani. He also lauded the security measures accorded at the channel, noting that there has been a significant reduction in incidences of pickpocketing that were rampant. Juma, however, said improvements could be made, including setting up more streetlights and personnel additions to bolster the safety of ferry users, especially those who cross in the wee hours of the morning and night. Improvement of the road network to the channel and street lighting should be a priority to the management. This will go a long way in securing the areas in and around the crossing canal that have traditionally been porous, said Juma.